Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's Saida. It is Friday, August 29th, the day before Labor Day. I missed everybody. On Wednesday, I kind of called in. I'm like, everybody, I'm sitting on the turnpike and just getting ready for a whole bunch of other things. I missed talking with you yesterday, but I am here. Today is Friday. Listen, did everybody see Barack Obama's speech last night? Oh, you know what? Well, we'll do our prayer in a minute. Yeah, we'll do our prayer in a minute. I'm sorry. My brain is just still reeling because I have MSNBC on in my office right now, and it was just announced that John McCain is picking Sarah Palin, I believe her last name is, as a running mate, and I would love to know what people think about that. I don't know. I'm a little insulted just because it's as if he's throwing a woman up there to try to get the 18 million supporters, or however many that number is, the media claims 18 million supporters that went for Clinton to just automatically go over to him. I'm not that enthused with John McCain. And for the record, I'm a registered independent just because I didn't want any party affiliation associated with my name. But, you know, I want to feel and I want to believe that I am listening to the candidates, studying the issue, as opposed to just saying, okay, I am a Republican, I am a Democrat. I really didn't want to do that. But anyway, where did they get this lady from? I guess, and I'm reading, you know, since it was announced at about, I think, like 11:15 or something like that. So I have spent the last 45 minutes scouring newspapers, scouring blogs, scouring every bit of information I could find about this lady, and I really never heard of her. I don't know if anybody has heard of her before today. Let me know. Like, hit me up in the chat room or something, because I've never heard of this woman, never heard of who she is or what she's about. But, you know, evidently, and I'm following this, evidently a lot of conservatives have. So, you know, I'm going to be doing a little bit of fact-checking right here on CNN, on Fox, and a whole bunch of other news information websites just so I can bring you some good information so you all can know, you know, like what's going on. This is nuts. I'm trying to find an official press release, but I don't seem to find one of those online either. But, you know, aside from that, it's Labor Day weekend, so I'm not going to keep everybody long today. Most people are cutting out at 1 o'clock. I know I am, you know, get ready for the long weekend. And you all know that I moved, so now we're getting ready for my son to start his new school. So I'm psyched because he wears uniforms. I'm uber excited about that because now my husband and I don't have to spend that much money. I don't know how parents spend so much money for back to school. Some of the stuff may still fit. I don't know. Call me kooky, but I just can't find it. But anyway, our daily thought for today, which is, oh my goodness, I'm looking on the 22nd, not even realizing today is August 29th. For Friday, August 29th, the daily thought reads as follows. Love is healing. God's love is abundantly available at all times. Love is the most healing force in the universe. There is no need to seek this love. It is with you at all times. God's love is inspirational and creative. Use God's love to conquer hate. Relieve yourself of anger and bitterness. Call forth God's love to fill the empty spaces that have been cleared away and swept clean. I accept the truth that the love of God is healing me and inspiring me to live an abundant, peace-filled life. There is no greater love than the love of God that is with me right now. Divine love draws to me all that I desire for a successful, healthy life. The love I express to all is balanced with wisdom. I affirm that I am a channel for the expression of God's love day by day. The love of God with all my heart and all my soul, and I express this healing love in the universe. Thank you, God, in me, as me, and so it is. And today's scripture reading comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 9, And the verse reads, just as my Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. So that is today's Daily Thought from the Hill. I just wanted to give a quick shout out too. I mentioned Wednesday when I was a little pushed for time that I probably need a co-host. And I have gotten a couple of emails, which I think is pretty cool. Thank you all. Also, my publicist, Dee Dee, she shot me an email because, you know, she's in Atlanta. I'm in New York. We are going to really be tag teaming, but I am looking, and I'm putting it out there, I'm looking for recurring guests. So if you have a specific topic or area of expertise, and I'm specifically looking or extra looking for someone who's well-versed in politics, shoot me an email, sb@cybrown.com. Because I do want to definitely add political commentary to the show. You know, Life Remix is about rethinking everything we know, period. Just that's what it is. We want to rethink everything that we know. And I really, really would be interested in having somebody, you know, join me on the air to discuss politics, business, finances, love. And then, of course, Dee Dee is just there. She's going to help me make it happen in a big way. So if you're interested in possibly co-hosting the show or becoming a recurring guest, shoot me an email, S as in Sam, B as in Boy, @cybrown.com. And I just, wanted to check in with everybody and share with everybody to have a great weekend, have a good long weekend, and I'll check everybody out on Tuesday. I'm not having a show Monday because I've got a youth event, a big youth event, so I'll be out of pocket on Monday. But I will be back live, and we will be refreshed and on the air every day for our full hour starting Tuesday, September 2nd. Thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend. Peace.